serving Mayor Hatfield. Please describe your past service to the city in both volunteer and professional capacities.
This will take longer than 1 minute. I left the military. I was chairman of the planning commission. We were doing a general plan update in 1992. The area around the developmental center was all raw land, horses, alfalfa. The people in that area all had large farms. They didn't want to be part of our city, leave us alone. So in January of 92, we adopted a general plan where our city ended at the developmental center. Then in April of 93, the prophet of the church stood up and says, we'll take what heretofore has been a beef-raising operation for the LDS welfare system, and we'll make a temple called the Mount Timpanogos Temple and put it on that location. So the very people a year before that says, leave us alone, we want to be part of your city, we want to raise horses and alfalfa, we're knocking City Hall down saying, this ground is far too valuable, raise horses and alfalfa, you got to annex us into your city. I was retiring from the military, and the city engineer says, you know what's going on, come and go to work for me. So I spent 18 years in the engineering department. It's a long story, I'd love to fill you in, but I've had some experience in the city on the volunteer side and as a full-time employee of the community.
My civic experience started when I was very young. Obviously, it wasn't an American Fort, but in Orem, I served on the Youth Justice Council when I was in junior high and high school. And what that would be was we would judge our peers and come in for minor offenses, and that to avoid these kids from going to the juvenile system. And I learned a great deal doing that. I have been serving on the city council for the past year. I've learned a lot. There's a pretty steep learning curve to this position, and there's a lot to learn, and I still think I have a lot to learn in the future. But having served on the council, I think it's a great advantage for me to know the workings and how things go.
Other than church volunteer service, I haven't, like I said, I haven't had a lot of time to do other service, but now I'm at an age where I have the time and the resources where I can actually produce and provide some help, and so I'd love to do that for the city and volunteer my time and services and whatever talents or skills I might have to help try to make life better here in America for citizens and not at the expense of taxpayers.
So I've been involved in our community since I was a teenager and started a club at my high school or revitalized it, and I'm active politically. I was up at the Capitol yesterday testifying before a committee, an interim committee that they had going that was looking at changes to the truth and taxation system. You know, I think truth and taxation is great. It means that we as citizens get notified when there's going to be a change to our taxes so we can have some input. So I'm involved. I've been on a community council. I've held different roles in different parties and just engaged and active politically. And that's because I care about what's going on. I care for my children. I care for the time we live in. So I want to have things to be the best they can possibly be, and I put my time and effort into trying to make that happen.
I'll admit, I grew up back in Virginia, working in various capacities and helping people in various volunteer organizations, but I'll admit I've only lived here in American Fork for about 8 years. The only thing close to a volunteer position or stepping into any role here in American Fork is I was the one who threw my hat to the ring and threw it here to see if I could become one of the city council members. So obviously I was passed over. But again, the reason I have stepped into this ring and into this realm is because I want to give you the highest return for your investment. I see the issues that we currently have at hand, and I would like to upright those. I have a bit of a talent for business, and because of that, I'd like to pass that on to my community. I want to help you, as long as our community, to be prosperous and to be the gem of Northern Utah County. Currently, again, we're falling behind. We're seeing Lehigh, the greatest boom they've ever been here. Again, I'm calling me on time. So, again, thank you.
Thank you.